Shabbos per ches Mishnah Zayin 8-7. More requisite amounts. Here we talk about cheres. Cheres is a pot shard. So how much pot shard would be enough to save it? Kadei liten bein patzim lechavero. If one has, let's say, boards, like wooden boards or wooden columns, wooden planks. So if you're going to stack them and they're not exactly all equally lined up and smooth, because there's like a hole in one or a dent or whatever, so then you stack the boards can get warped by their weight, one pushing into the hole of the next, and therefore you'll sort of use a piece of clay to fill in the gap to prevent the boards from warping. That's what we're talking about here. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Cheres kdei liten bein hapatzim, bein patzim lechavero, between one board and the next board, that's how much clay you need, pot shard. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir Omer, kadei lachatos bo esaur. He says, like lachatos, remember like Shema yechateh begachalim, lest you come to stoke the coals. It's that word here. So chitu is to move aside a coal. The idea is if you want to get like a little smoldering ember out of the fireplace, which you might want to use to start another fire. They have matches back then. So you need like a container that can reach in and pick up and hold the smoldering coal, which you can move to a new fire and blow that into flame again. So that's how much cheres would be useful. So that's what it says here. Mer omer kadei lechatos bo esaor, enough to move a bit of smoldering coal from a fireplace. Rabbi Yossi omer kadei lekabel bo revias. He says no, even a small amount, enough just to hold one revias of water, like if you're going to take water out of the ground, you know, like from a puddle or whatever. So one revias, not very much. Let's call it 100 cc. That's a smaller amount. The bigger amount would be enough to move the coal, because you need to have some distance between your hand and the coal so your hand doesn't get burned. Okay, so we have three sheets here on how much pot shard would be the halacha. Now, Amar Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir, who held the halacha was enough to move the coal, says, Afal pi she'ein ra'ah ladavar, even though I haven't got like a hard, you know, nail it shut proof that I'm right, Zeich ladavar, I do at least have an allusion, a reference to point to in the psukim, which would suggest that I'm right. Because when Yeshaya, Isaiah the Navi, starts telling Klal Yisrael, don't have your political hopes resting on Egypt, you know, that hope can pop like a bubble in a second, and it used the metaphor of Egypt is like this big barrel of, like a clay barrel, which can like, you know, burst in a second. So 1 second it's there, it looks very sturdy, the next second it bursts asunder to a million bits and pieces, and that's what's going to happen to Egypt. So the Navi says Egypt will be like blown up to smithereens with tiny bits and pieces of clay, and the clay will be into such small bits and pieces you won't even find a piece of clay big enough to take a coal out of the fire. So Rabbi Meir says that suggests that what's the smallest useful piece of clay, enough to take a piece of coal out of the fire. Inside the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir says, she'ein ra'ah ladavar, I don't have a conclusive proof, zeich ladavar, I do have at least some reference that hints to this idea in the Psukim, because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'lo yimatzei b'michtaso, you will not find in its, like in the debris of the blown up clay barrel that is Egypt, cheres lechatos eish miyakud, enough of a piece of clay to pick up a smoldering coal from the fireplace. Now, that was Reb Meir's proof against Rabbi Yossi. The problem is that the pasuk isn't over there. The pasuk says you won't find a piece of clay big enough to move a smoldering coal, nor enough to take a bit of water to draw some water out of a puddle. So, that being the case, Rabbi Yossi says, that's your ra'ah, then it's a ra'ah to me, not to you. Because the very pasuk that says you won't be able to find clay to move out of the fireplace, it also says you won't find a piece of clay shard big enough to draw water. I'm Rabbi Yossi, misham ra'ah. Rabbi Yossi says you're going to bring a proof from there. The pasuk ends by saying, v'lachsof mayim migeva. It even says, nor will you be able to find a bit of clay big enough to draw a bit of water out of a puddle. And so therefore Rabbi Yossi sticks to his guns. Rabbi Meir, however, understands that that's meaning even a useless piece of clay, which has no point whatsoever, it's just so small you couldn't use it, but at least you could draw some water out of a hole. Even that you won't find. That's how he understands the pasuk. Rabbi Meir does. Okay, fine. The halacha, however, is like Rabbi Yossi, meaning the halacha is the chumrah here, that it's the smallest shear. If you have enough broken clay to hold one revius of water, that would be enough to make you liable if you transferred on Shabbos.